The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
If you are listening right now, you've just tuned in to the Sons of Liberty, and welcome. Today is Wednesday, I believe. End of the week, we're hitting the road again because we need to do some more doing. Those wicked and corrupt tyrants need to be removed across this nation. The only way to do that is to educate the citizenry so that the power that is vested in the people by God, to the positions, speaking power to those positions that have been ordained by God, that are disobeying God, the people at that point must then remove them and place others in their stead. As a matter of fact, we were just teaching last night in the Constitution course with the Sons of Liberty. You want to check out our website at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Bradley Dean also just created a fan page. It's very new, so get on there. Be one of the first to like that page. It's Bradley Dean on Facebook. It's also his fan page. And also, too, just so folks realize that we do Twitter. We Twitter quite a bit on a regular basis. BradleyDean1 is Bradley's Twitter account. We also have SOL Media1 on Twitter as well. So I'm sorry, I'm reading something else. I wanted to read something. Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution states that every state that's going to come into the Union, on top of the government that had existed at that point that they were creating through the Constitution, the new government, we'll call it the federal government, it guarantees to every single state in the Union what form of government. I am leaving that to your candor, and I need a caller to call in and give me that answer. What form of government? Article 4, Section 4 in the United States Constitution. What kind of government do we have? 877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. What form of government do we have? It's guaranteed to us by the United States Constitution. All you callers that call in right now, I'm just going to have you hold for a moment because next, I got a couple things that come through here. Next on the show here at 3:15, we're going to have, 3:15 Eastern Time, 2:15 Central Time if you're in the Central Time Zone. And if you're not, figure it out. Those are the time zones and times. And we thank you for listening because we know you're listening all over the world. Some people it's even morning, some people it's night. Matt Staver's going to be on with us as a special guest on the next segment here. After this first segment, he's going to be speaking about the Awakening Conference down in Orlando, Florida, where Matt's outfit is, which is called Liberty Council. They've represented us on a few things. These guys are doers. Do radio, as we say. They are doing the stuff. They are holding people accountable. They're standing up for your rights and your religious liberties. So he'll be with us as a special guest to explain the importance of the awakening, which should precede every political move. If it doesn't, we're in trouble, folks. And that's the truth. We also have right away on the show today, we have a special caller, Chris from Florida, who actually tuned in just when we were getting started. Thanks for calling in, Chris. What can I do for you?
Not much. Just I'd like to say hey, and I'd like to thank you guys for the prayer that rocked the Capitol. It definitely did.
Amen. So you got to watch that. Boy, I'll tell you what. Talk about speaking truth to power, which is what I'm going to be talking about today. What did you think of it? What did you think about Bradley's prayer? He addressed, for those of you that don't know, the Minnesota State Legislature. It was the House of Representatives here in the state of Minnesota. And boy, that made some news, didn't it, Chris?
Yeah, it really did. That was a beautiful Capitol, by the way. Beautiful Capitol building.
It is. It is. We need to make sure that the spirit is beautiful inside of that building. Bradley quoted all of the framers on the walls, was giving quotes and things like that. The media somehow spun this out of control, turned it into an anti-gay prayer. Chris, do you recall, did he even say anything about homosexuality in that prayer?
I might have to rewind it and check again, but I do not believe so.
No, he didn't. That's what everybody was saying, scratching their head. You didn't even address that topic. But see, that's how this lobby is. They're out of control. They grasp for straw. They make you say things that you didn't say because they need a story and they need to push their agenda along. What was the biggest thing you learned from that DVD, Chris?
Just that there's an agenda, you know. There's a hidden agenda, you know.
It's not even hidden anymore, is it?
No, it's not. That's what I was going to say. You know, before I was even, you know, awakened to all this, you know, just something didn't feel right in my spirit whenever I would watch these types of programs. You know, the mainstream media, state-run media, dinosaur media, whatever you want to call it.
That's right. I think one of the best things we can do is shut off the television and not give it ear. Now, there is something to be knowledgeable on the situation, but always be able to bring resolve. You're right, Chris, there is something wrong. And that duty and responsibility comes back to us. The DVD Chris is referring to, we actually have at our website at sonsoflibertyradio.com. As a matter of fact, if you can call in right now and answer, what type of government do we have in the United States of America here? What's guaranteed to us in Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution? 877-807-9977. We will give you one of these DVDs that Chris is talking about. Thank you for your call, Chris. I really appreciate it, bro. And keep tuning in. We appreciate you, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Can I make one more final comment?
Absolutely. Go ahead. It's yours.
The other day, as I was listening, I noticed Bradley, he kind of went off a little bit on the show that precedes you guys, prior to you guys.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I listen to him every day as well. And I know, you know, that he's a good Christian man. He's real. He wears his heart on his sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he may not bring up God in every topic, but
sure.
I believe that, you know, he's led a lot of people to be more spiritual and more religious, mm-hmm. you know, in Christ.
Are you referring to Alex Jones?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know what? Alex Jones is a patriot. That man does exactly what you're saying, and Bradley would be the first to say it and stand behind that boldness and that confidence that he brings. The only topic we were trying to bring across there in that situation, and I think it's relevant in everybody's case, including our own, is that we stay away from fear-mongering. We always bring resolve, and we always bring answers, because answers is what's going to get America on the right track. I appreciate it, folks. We got to cut to a break. Chris, thank you for your call. Glad you enjoyed the DVD. Still waiting for more callers on What Type of Government Are We? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm enjoying the show daily, and I want to thank you guys. You really opened my eyes, and what I thought I once knew, I know now, was not really the right thing, even from the preachers that I'd heard speak and preach.
Yeah.
And, you know, we know the truth when we hear it. So I know you're telling the truth daily.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% black arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I know we ended the last segment here on a thought and on a topic. And I just want to bring up, you know, right now, corporately, we as a body, as those that really love this country, that are patriots, like Chris brought up, you know, some of you listened to the Alex Jones show just before ours, and then he carries over into our program. Listen, folks, it's no time to divide our forces, but it is time to divide the leaving out of the lump. And if any of us are guilty of anything, we need to get rid of that for the sake of the cause. Nobody is saying that anybody is off there, and I don't know where Chris was coming up with some of what he was saying, but I can tell you this, we cannot be promoting fear right now. There is hope, because just like John Knox said, that us with God, anybody with God, anything with God, God is the majority. Doesn't matter if all the armies of the earth come after man. God is the majority, and we have to dwell upon that in all things. So I hope that sums it up. Also, too, I've got some callers here that want to answer the question, but I still want to give the opportunity to our listeners. You had a free DVD, The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol, that Chris was just talking about. Wonderful documentary, fantastic. It's about a prayer Bradley gave at the Capitol and what happened after that, how it spun throughout the nation. Call it 877-807-9977. If you could tell me what type of government we have in this country, what is it? What did our founders establish? Article 4, Section 4. 877-807-9977. We'll give you a free DVD of that prayer. But moving on here for just a moment, I know I've got a couple of you holding to answer that question. Thank you. Just stay with me because we have with us special guest, Mr. Matt Staber from Liberty Council, to speak about a topic that is so important across America right now that we understand that we have a renaissance to history. What preceded the War of Resistance or the Revolutionary War or 1776, and Matt is going to give us that answer because he wants the same thing to happen in this country now. Before we have any political turns, we need to make sure that we have our basis and our foundation covered. Matt, thank you for being with us on the show today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be with you.
Well, we want to talk about the awakening, and I just posted this on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You got the flyer there. We want to talk more about what was your vision with the awakening and kind of materialize it for us, if you will, Matt.
Well, the Awakening 2013, which is coming up in another just over about 10 days, a week or so from now, April 19 and 20 in Central Florida, is really the combination of the Great Awakening and the American Revolution. And that's really what we're wanting to celebrate, we're wanting to learn about, we want to become mobilized, because if it weren't for the American, if it weren't for the Great Awakening, the spiritual foundation and spiritual renewal the preaching of the Word of God by the pastors and the people living out that Word of God. If it weren't for the Great Awakening, we would never have had the American Revolution. It was the Great Awakening that was the foundation on which the American Revolution was built. It was out of that Great Awakening that we have the American Revolution, and it was because of that we have the United States of America. So the Awakening 2013 is really God and country. It is the American, the Great Awakening combined with the American Revolution. It literally is a life-changing event. I encourage people to go to theawakeningusa.org. That's the website, theawakeningusa.org, or Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org, and register. It's April 19 in the evening, Friday, and 20 Saturday. It literally is life-changing, and it's going to be a great time to celebrate, but also become educated and to be mobilized.
Right.
To literally fight for the soul of America, which is this year's theme.
Be equipped and fight. I love the terms, because isn't that what our founders did? You know, I was actually, I book a lot of events. Bradley speaks all over the country. And also, folks, Bradley will be speaking at The Awakening at that conference on Saturday. He's doing two panels, as a matter of fact. One is Reaching the Millennials. How do we bring that message across? And another one, he's actually going to be with Dr. Judith Reisman and also Bishop Harry Jackson and I believe Pat Truman, Trunin. And basically what they're talking about there is how in the world this whole sexualized, we've talked about it before, how they've exploited the next generation. But the key here is, to what you said, Matt, to be equipped to go out and fight. Now, our founding fathers did just that. Is it true, is it accurate to understand that most of those founders that penned the Declaration of Independence, or framed it, I should say, heard thousands of sermons before they had grown into manhood?
Oh, no question about it. In fact, the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson called it the reflection of the American mind. In other words, he didn't just invent it. He might have put a little phrase here or there in terms of how he stylistically did it. But that Declaration of Independence was the reflection of the American mind, not because it became the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration became the Declaration because it reflected the American mind. And where did that American mind get shaped? It was shaped in the churches, and that information was preached from the pulpits. And if you go back to the history, it was the pastors who ultimately preached these sermons. The Declaration of Independence was preached in various parts or various ways in church after church, and those fundamental principles were shaped and founded there. That was the anvil on which the Declaration was actually forged.
Amen. I like that term. That is exactly what it was. It was the anvil. Now, Roger Sherman, who gave us the Great Compromise, and I'm saying that in the good terms. We got two houses in our Congress. We have a Senate and we have a House of Representatives, which is patterned a little bit after the British parliamentary system. But that was Roger Sherman. Now, he attended a church whose pastor happened to be one of these Great Awakening preachers, Jonathan Edwards' son. I mean, all of these things are synonymous. When you study a lot of the people that framed the Constitution, James Madison is an example. Who was his teacher? The head of Princeton University, and who was that? I'll give you the thunder on that one.
No, I mean, these were founders. They founded Bible studies. They founded Bible associations. They founded Bible societies. They founded missionary organizations. These people were evangelists. These were taking the Word of God to their communities and across the country. And they were people who were there because of their convictions. And in fact, if you go back to the Declaration of Independence, it starts off totally different than where they were used to in Britain, where it was the Parliament that was the sovereign. Here the people were the sovereign.
Amen.
But where did the people get their rights? They got them from God. God was the creator who gave us rights, and government is our servant to protect those God-given rights. That came from their theological foundation, and that arose out of the Great Awakening.
And had we just had that foundation in our own hearts, I'm talking about all through history, that Bible, we would have came up with the same concepts that our founders did. Now, I get an opportunity to speak with a lot of folks that Bradley speaks to. For example, down in Florida, I've been calling a lot of groups, and they're all telling me, Matt, that they're coming to this awakening, and it was the best event they've ever been to last year. And I'm not just saying one or two. I've talked to four groups for sure within the past week that say they're coming and they're bringing their groups. Folks, you're not going to want to miss this. Again, it's called The Awakening, and can you give the details and the website? We also posted it on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
Yeah, the best way is to sign up, and you can sign up. It's very minimal, five or more. It's $10. So if you sign up, pastors are free. Students, very minimal and no charge for those that are in you know, younger ages. So theawakeningusa.org is the website. Theawakeningusa.org is the website. You can sign up there, or you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and click on the Awakening icon. Sign up, get your friends and your community to sign up, take a car, take a bus. This literally is, I think, a unique event. John Stenberger, who's president of the Florida Family Policy Council, said he's been to hundreds of events, speaking of last year's event.
Sure.
And he said this by far was the most powerful event he'd ever been to. And why? Because it really does combine the Great Awakening with the American Revolution. It really is that unique opportunity to get together for the speakers and for the attendees. That literally is life-changing. The quality of speakers on Friday night and Saturday are just unimaginable in terms of putting it together in one event. We have three plenary sessions beginning on Friday night, starting at 6:30 at First Baptist Church in Oviedo, which is right there in Central Florida near Orlando. And then it begins again on Saturday with a plenary event. Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, who headed up all the Green Berets at one time, was one of the original founders of the Delta Force, is speaking. And then Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann is speaking. We have 12 breakout sessions, 6 in the morning, 6 in the afternoon, followed by a final plenary session. And it's going to be an amazing event. Again, it's theawakeningusa.org. It's Friday and Saturday, Friday night and Saturday, April 19 and 20. And you can sign up at theawakeningusa.org or lc.org. Over 50 speakers are coming from around the country, and it's going to be a life-changing event.
And you get them all at one spot, folks. So I encourage you again. Bradley's going to be one of the speakers there as well, sharing. We'll be in Florida next week doing this. Matt, I appreciate your time. Thank you for taking out of your busy schedule. You got a lot to do until, what is the first date of that? It's Friday the...
Friday, the April 19th, which is Friday evening, 6:30 to 9, and then it begins again Saturday, 9 o'clock to 5:30, April 20, April 19 and 20. And again, it's theawakeningusa.org or lc.org to sign up.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Matt Staber. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Staber with Liberty Counsel. And the thing that I love about this awakening, is this man is really practicing what he preaches. When we went out into public high schools and the public schools thought that they would come in and say, you know, you have no religious rights, you have no religious liberties on a public school campus, Matt stepped up to the plate with his attorneys and his law firm and said, you know what? That's not America, nor is that American. Therefore, we will challenge you. And folks, we've won every single time. So God bless Matt and the folks at Liberty Counsel. Join us at The Awakening. Join Bradley. He'll be a speaker there as well. And take note, folks, our foundation was started a certain way. That's the only way, when we return back to that old path, are we going to have liberty and peace. And that's what we're seeking. We'll be right back with the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com to take all you callers. What type of government are we in America?
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Boy, it's good to have people out there that are willing to put their muscle into this battle. Our last guest talking about the Awakening Conference that Bradley's going to be speaking at next week. Glad to be a part of that. Now, back to our question that I asked before our guest. We asked, what type of government does the American Constitution guarantee to each state and each citizen in each state? And I want to read a scripture verse because this clearly summarizes it. So I took the chief of your tribes, wise men, and known, and made them heads over you. It was by the people's choice, by the will, their chiefs of their tribes. And made them heads over you, captains over thousands, captains over hundreds, captains over fifties, captains over tens, and officers among your tribes. That is a certain type of government. That is not a democracy. And there's levels. There's vertical and horizontal separations of all of those levels. As you see, a thousand could be federal. Hundreds could be state, 50s could be county, 10s could be local. But we have one caller. I'm going to give the number one more time for all of you to take advantage of that Prayer That Rocked the Capitol DVD, 877-807-9977. What type of government do we have? 877-807-9977. And the first person to get this right gets that DVD, but all of you that call in afterwards, as long as you can tell our call screener what type of government we are, then you get your DVD as well. So, Ramon with us from Florida. Boy, Florida is lighting up today. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I'm feeling blessed. How are y'all doing?
We're doing very well. Now, you sound young. How old are you, man?
I'm 24.
Awesome. So we have a 24-year-old that probably wasn't taught the Constitution in public school if you went to public school. Is that correct?
I did, and you were correct in assuming they didn't teach us anything about the Constitution.
But for some reason, you studied yourself because you are relentless. You will not just take the dirt that's been thrown on you and conform to that which you were taught. You're going to learn on your own, just like our founders did. And you have the answer for me. What type of government is guaranteed to each state in the Union according to Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution?
A republic a democratic republic, if I'm correct.
A republican form of government, that's right. Article 4, Section 4 says the United States shall guarantee to every state, not just some states, every state in this union, a republican form of government. And then it goes on to talk about the duty of that federal government to each state. Listen to this. Shall protect them against invasions. That would be along our borders. What is the federal government doing now but suing states for protecting their own borders? And on application of legislature or of executive when the legislature cannot convene, against domestic violence. Ramon, you are absolutely correct. We have a republican form of government. Many people, if you say the Pledge of Allegiance, it's in there as well.
Ramon, yeah, I think a lot of people forget that part when they say to the republic for which it stands. I don't really think they understand or comprehend what they're saying half the time.
Yeah,
but,
true.
You know, that's the public school system at work. But I wanted to mention one more thing.
Yes, sir.
I think the Founding Fathers and the Constitution really gives us the government that we deserve. In other words, they had an awesome government because they fought for it.
That's right.
Not just on the battlefield, but intellectually. They brought ideas to the table that, you know, in England, they weren't necessarily open to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want everyone listening and everyone you know that is liberty-oriented to please think about what the Founding Fathers were all about. Take the negative out. Take the slavery. Take all the BS out. And think about, you know, the ideals that they put forth for this beautiful republic that we have.
That's exactly right. It's a representative government. We get what we allow and we tolerate. Thank you so much, Ramon. I love it, man. You got to start your own radio show. Thank you for calling
in. I'm definitely trying, man. I appreciate it, man.
You got it, bro. Stay in touch, man. We have Tracy in California who's going to take a stab at this. Now, Tracy, did you hear what Ramon's answer was?
Yeah, actually.
But did you know the answer before he gave it?
Republic as well.
That's exactly right. Now, can you explain the difference between a republic and a democracy?
Well, I would say it like this. I'd say a republic where our rights come from God and it doesn't come from man. But you notice that the media always tries to make it where it's a democracy is what they keep pushing. Unfortunately, democracy is a mob rule, as someone had put it precisely. It's two wolves and a sheep voting for what's for dinner.
That's right. I believe it was Benjamin Franklin.
That's why the mainstream media keeps pushing that.
That's exactly right. Two wolves and a sheep. I wonder what's for dinner. Probably that sheep. And folks, you got to say that same thing to yourself. Exactly what Tracy's saying. What is the source of authority? That's the difference between a democracy and a republic. In a republic, even minorities have rights that cannot be taken away because God said he's the authority. He's the one who gave the rights. He's the one who protects it.
Amen.
So all that law should protect those rights, and it has to be derived from the lawgiver, the laws of nature and nature's God, that being the God of our Lord Jesus Christ in the United States of America, the source of authority. Thank you so much, Tracy. I'm going to put you on hold now, so stay with us because you are the winner of a free DVD called The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol. Thank you so much, both of you, for calling in, being educated. Let's take that education and let's bring it to this country because that is exactly what we're doing. Now, I gave you the scriptural reference for Republic. Our founders quoted constantly from the Bible, especially the book of Deuteronomy, the book of the law, when establishing this country. But they had heard thousands of sermons growing up before they even cut their teeth in politics. These kids were educated with the Bible. This was the bedrock. Like Ramon said, we get what we deserve in this country because we have a representative government system. And so when we walk in morality, guess what we're going to have is moral leaders. William Penn said this. I'm going to give a distinction between governments this present day and governments in the beginning of our country. I'm talking about state governments. Governments like clocks go from the motion men give them. Wherever governments rather depend upon man, governments rather depend upon man than men upon governments. Oh boy. Many of you are scratching your head saying, wait a minute. I thought the government comes and takes care of emergency situations. I thought they take care of us if we can't eat. I thought they take care of us if we don't have health care. I thought they'd take care of us if we have poor education. Let men be good, said William Penn, who founded Pennsylvania, named after him. He didn't want that, but the British king said, no, this is what it's going to be called. Started Philadelphia, our first capital. He said he wanted to be a seedbed for liberty throughout this new nation. Let men be good, said William Penn, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. He continues, I know some say, let us have good laws, right? Did you know in 1907, when Oklahoma became a state in the Union, its constitution was 115 pages? The founders' state constitutions, the 13 colonies, were an average of only 5 pages, including William Penn and the state of Pennsylvania. Why were at the beginning did we have 5-page constitutions, and now in 1907, Oklahoma has a 115-page constitution? Because I will finish with William Penn. I know some say, let us have good laws. In other words, think of everything you possibly can. Think about it all. And no matter for the men that execute them. In other words, we don't care who gets in office. If we write a perfect constitution and we can elaborate on it, we can talk about all the good laws, then it doesn't even matter who's ruling over us. William Penn says, but let them consider, people that think that way, that though good laws do well, and yes they do, good men do better. For good laws may lack good men, but good men will never lack good laws, nor will they allow bad ones. In the beginning, our founders looked at the character of who served. As a matter of fact, if you look, for example, the Delaware constitutional requirement for men to serve in office, listen to what they said. You must make this profession if you want to serve as a public servant to the people of Maryland, in the state of Maryland. You must say, I do profess faith in God the Father, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore. That was their threshold. If you don't fear God, you're not going to serve the people. Why? Because our constitutions are only 5 pages long. We need good men, because good men won't lack good laws, nor will they allow bad ones. Pennsylvania, speaking of William Penn, it's also where the Liberty Bell is. And guess what's on the Liberty Bell? The scripture, Leviticus. Where it talks about proclaiming liberty to all the land. Proclaim liberty to all the land, to all the inhabitants thereof. The people. Pennsylvania's constitution, this is a requirement for you to be a governor, a representative, a statesman, an attorney general, a cabinet member. I do believe in one God is your profession, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. Massachusetts constitution is along identical lines as Pennsylvania's. North Carolina's constitution, no person who shall deny the being of God. And this atheist garbage that Benjamin Franklin said didn't exist here, it did in France. And boy, I'll tell you what, next segment we are going to talk about France. If you want France, go there. Hey, it's a free country. You can leave. We're not like the communists who have to build stinking walls around our cities so the people won't leave because it's so terrible. The borders are open. Leave. You can leave at any time. They're only open for that, too, by the way. They're supposed to be secured and sealed for illegals trying to come into this country. There is ways to come in, but you must do it lawfully, not unlawfully. That's why the walls are there. North Carolina said, no person shall deny the being of God or the truth of the Christian religion. When our founders spoke of religion, they were talking about Christianity. And when they said religion, like me, when I was a kid, I grew up going to a Catholic school. People would say, what religion are you? I would say Catholic. But what religion is your friend? I would say Lutheran. Because there was only one religion, there's denominations in that religion. You cannot deny God or the truth of the Christian religion or the divine authority, whether of the Old or New Testaments, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of the state, shall be capable of holding any office or place of trust or profit in the civil department within this state. Many people say that the Constitution is a secular document because it says there's no religious test required for serving in the office. Of course not! Because every state that you work through politically, you had to profess this already. So the federal government said, hey, we don't have to bother with that. The state's got it taken care of. That's the true understanding. Speaking of true understanding, we're going to talk about the Supremacy Clause next, and also what's happening in this current day and age. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty for the final segment of today's program. Today's Wednesday. We're in Minnesota. We talked about the preambles of all the constitutions in the 50 states in the United States of America. And I'm just going to give you a couple examples. California, 1879. I got a stack of papers in front of me right now that gives you the preambles of every single state, all of them, including God. We, the people of the state of California, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom. Washington, that state, you know, those libs over there on the West Coast? The preamble. We, the people of the state of Washington, grateful to the supreme ruler of the universe for our liberties, do ordain this Constitution. Anybody ever wonder why we swear an oath? Yes, every person that's sworn in is giving an oath. Who? Before God and the people. So help me God. Anybody heard that term before? Minnesota, liberal Minnesota. 1857 preamble. We, the people of the state of Minnesota, grateful to God for our civil and religious liberty and desiring to perpetuate its blessings. Wow, that sounds a little evangelistic there, state of Minnesota. Montana, 1889 preamble. We, the people of Montana, grateful to Almighty God for the blessings of liberty, establish this Constitution. I'm reading mostly in the West right now because people say, well, we know our founders were really religious, but then America got smart and we liberated ourselves from the bondage of religion. These are all West. West of the Mississippi, that was in 1889, 1875, preamble of Nebraska. We the people grateful to Almighty God for our freedom. Establish this Constitution. Nevada. Hey, there's a city called Sin City in Nevada. They've got to be liberal. They've got to be God-hating there in Nevada. Preamble says, we the people of the state of Nevada grateful to Almighty God for our freedom. Establish this Constitution. Oh, I don't have time to read all 50 of them. You can read them, though. Go do some research. I love those people that was like, try to prove we're a secular nation based on secular principles. God's not even in the Constitution. Oh, I will get there. I just read Washington's. William Penn said, those people who will not be governed by God will be ruled by tyrants. What's everybody complaining about? Tyranny. What is tyranny? Nothing more than a usurpation of the throne of God on earth. It can never happen. Of course they can't do it, but they might be able to trick some sheep. But they can't trick our Creator, and they can't trick those endowed by their Creator with unalienable rights that have a knowledge and a wisdom of who their God is by experience. So that's why we need Christ. That's why we need God. That is the Bible that reveals tyranny. Nothing covered that shall not be revealed. Nothing hid that shall not be made known. That's what the Bible says. Now, speaking of that, at the end of our Constitution, because people say it's a secular document, God's not in there. What does it say? Done in the convention by the unanimous consent of the states, present, the 17th day of September. Because, you know, it says God. Well, see, it says God. It doesn't say Jesus. It could be any God. You know, it could be God the tree stump, God the rock. We wonder why we're getting stupider in America when God is a tree stump or a rock. You have fun with that, buddy. September in the year of our Lord, 1780. Wait a minute. What did they say? All the states unanimously consent, the states present, the 17th day of September in the year, blink, 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 of our Lord, blink, 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 capitalized, 1787. And of the independence of the United States of America in the 12th. They signed it in the year of our Lord. They were not ashamed of our Lord. Who are they referring to? Our Lord, Jesus Christ. But Thomas Jefferson! Yeah, he signed his letters in the year of our Lord Christ. He donated to the Bible Society of Virginia his own cash, his loot, man. He was giving it to promote the Bible, New and Old Testament. When he submitted the Bible, he separated sections of it. Guess where that was given to? The congressman! And no, it was not lacking the miracles of God. It had the miracles. The feeding of the 5,000. If that's not a miracle, then I'm just way out there. I have no idea what I'm talking about. What am I even doing on the radio? Now, contrary to that, Mr. Jefferson describing France. They had a revolution around the same time we did. They said they were inspired by us. But for the wrong reasons and wrong motivations, I'll get to that. But first, Jefferson says, with all the defects of our Constitution, there was some. We needed amendments. We needed to abolish some of the things in the Constitution. But our founders knew that. Therefore, they made the path to do that. They didn't say, when Barry Hussein Obama steps up to the State of the Union address and gives a speech, that everybody kowtows and listens to what he says because he can sign an executive order. That is not the way. That's the way tyranny prevails, one man over the minds of many. We have a republic that safeguards us from that trash. Thomas Jefferson said, with all the defects of the Constitution, whether general or particular, the comparison of our government with those of Europe is like the comparison of heaven and hell. Why? Because he saw what was happening with the French Revolution. Let me tell you what happened with the French Revolution. After they took off the head of their king, Louis. Then the people ruled. They reigned. It was revolution. Viva liberty! They banned the Sabbath. See, they considered Christianity an enemy to the freedoms of man. Now, the type of Christianity they had over in Europe, in a lot of cases, was not really Christianity. It was hypocrisy. Remember, hypocritical children, quote-unquote, professing themselves to be children of God were the ones that crucified Christ. It wasn't the sinners? Well, of course they were sinners. Excuse me. Oh, you got a distinction between the two. French Revolution banned the Sabbath. Notre Dame Cathedral, many of you have heard of it. Remember the hunchback from Notre Dame? Their cathedral. Their national cathedral. They put a statue of a naked woman on the altar. They knew who God was, and they wanted to attack God. No different today in this day and age. In our country, you can identify them quickly. Also, French Revolution removed Christian holidays. No more Christmas, no more Easter, no more Thanksgiving as in the form of this country. Replaced them with revolution holidays. See how they would rather have man than God? And what did William Penn say? If man will not be ruled by God, he'll be ruled by tyrants. What did Winthrop say, the Speaker of the House, an eloquent man? He said, men in a word must be ruled by the Bible. If not, they'll be ruled by the bayonet. Either by God or tyrants, either by man, or either by God's law, or man's 10,000, God's law, Ten Commandments, or man's 10,000 commandments. France went on. They replaced the calendar instead of the birth of Christ, which our founders acknowledged in the year of our Lord, 1789, to establish this constitution. They celebrated the birth of the French Republic. They wanted it their way. Well, guess what? It wasn't too long after that, a dictator came into power and grabbed all of them by the nose, by their stupid thinking, and rounded them up and said, I will be your new leader. You obviously cannot lead yourself. They cast Christ off. They cast God off. And Napoleon came and ruled them with an iron fist and took their wealth and their money and went on an expensive campaign to dominate the world. And he lost. And he knew, even speaking of Christianity, because he saw the followers of Christ, that the followers of Christ, because of love in their hearts, would at any moment give their lives for him. But Napoleon, no. He had to force by the sword that you obey him. It's not so with Christ, the meek King of glory. But I'll tell you what, he's a judge too. In this day and age, can't get into this right now. I've got too little time. Whose job is it to educate? The Constitution says in Article 6, this Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof. In other words, the laws made in Senate and Congress must be made in pursuance of the Constitution. It depends upon them for their authority. Just like anybody wearing a badge depends upon the people of that city who presented them that badge for their authority. They cannot act on their own. They cannot buy a badge on the internet and go out and pretend they're a police officer and expect anybody to take them seriously. Nor should you take an administration seriously that walks around not claiming the authority of God, not claiming the authority of the people who it's vested in, but claiming their own authority, whipping off executive orders, whipping off even law. What makes law? Does a pen? Well, legislators have pens. Does a computer? No. Does a gun? Does law come out of the barrel of a gun? No. Law comes from our Creator. The purpose of law is to secure your rights. Tyranny cannot be tolerated or accepted in the citizenry. And when it is not, those that are elected officials and leaders will come up to the challenge. When you no longer do business with them, when you no longer debate with them, you say it's either this way or it's the highway, or it's jail, or it's prosecution. That's the only time people will change, ever. Historically speaking, look at it. And folks, that power lies within each one of you listening to this show today. We fed you a lot of good stuff. You heard from a lot of people. Without action, it's irrelevant. The Constitution is a piece of paper unless enacted by the people and by the justice of the land. Just a precursor. Obama wants your 4-year-olds in school right now. So what? This tyrant belongs in jail for the atrocities they've committed. Anybody heard about Benghazi, but he wants your 4-year-olds in school? Folks, it's plain as the nose on our faces. Let's get educated. Like Ramon, our caller earlier today. We'll check back tomorrow. Go out and cause some righteous trouble, folks.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.